USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Former U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry is accused of telling Iran about Israeli operations, and now there are demands for him to be investigated and resign over allegedly telling America's secrets to an adversary. Republican Senator Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee on Fox News leads the call to remove Kerry.
This is something that deserves a Senate investigation. If it is indeed proven to be accurate, then John Kerry should seriously consider resignation. What really worries me a good bit is how you could see these despotic regimes emboldened to push back on the United States.
Kerry denies the allegations. Politics and award shows don't sit well with Americans. Sunday night's Oscars audience dropped to an all-time low on ABC, down 60% from a year ago. USA Radio News.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
How about getting paid to get the COVID-19 vaccine? Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
One state is trying to give its younger residents an incentive to get vaccinated against COVID-19. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice announced Monday that West Virginians aged 60 to 35 who get their shots will receive a $100 savings bond. Justice says that the pace of vaccinations for younger residents was not progressing as fast as he would like, so the state came up with a savings bond as a reward. The program will be funded with money West Virginia received as part of the CARES Act.
West Virginia has nearly 1.8 million residents. The fact checkers at the Washington Post released their assessment of President Biden's false and misleading claims in his first 100 days in office. According to the WaPo report, Biden has made 67 false or misleading statements in all his speeches, interviews, tweets, and public statements he has made as president. Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years, folks. It's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of 1, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
There are basically 3 types of law enforcement agencies: local, state, and federal. Local law enforcement agencies include police and sheriff's departments. State agencies include state or highway patrol. Federal agencies include FBI and the Secret Service. Former North Carolina Congressman and Trump White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows tells Fox News police reform could have been accomplished by now if it hadn't been blocked by Democrats politicizing America's policing reform under the Trump administration.
President Trump brought in community leaders, law enforcement together last summer. It was a beautiful thing. I was there in the room when he brought these folks together and say, we can actually get police reform done. But what happened is the Democrats started making it a lot more not only politically important to their side, they started siding with the leftist activists. It's taken him 100 days to show his true colors, that he's against law enforcement. He's not willing to stand up for the men and women in blue.
As some politicians are demanding to defund the police, crime is spiraling out of control in major cities across America. Minnesota Democrat Senator Amy Klobuchar.
To me, you cannot have true justice when chokeholds and knees on the neck are still being considered legitimate in some places. You cannot have true justice when a young kid can get stopped for an expired tag and then end up getting shot.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.